time now for your comments. It never ceases to amaze me, writes Marissa Dixon of Tampa, Florida, how differently the media report on education for African American and white American students.
She heard our story on a junior ROTC program in an inner city high school in Baltimore. She said, we never mentioned the idea that working class African Americans and Latinos are pushed into military service, as she put it, at a time of war due to a lack of education.
And my interview with presidential candidate Sam Brownback brought emails like this one from John Duffy of Granger, Indiana. Brownback expressed his views that all life is sacred, including embryos and fetuses. Why did Ms. Montaigne then not ask the senator his views about the death penalty? Many self-described social conservatives see no disconnect between protecting embryos and executing criminals. While we didn't discuss his views, the Kansas Republican is on record as being conflicted on the issue. He says he finds state-sponsored execution hard to reconcile with a, quote, culture of life, but does support it for the most heinous crimes.
Some of you complained about our report on a bill that would make it easier for unions to organize workers. Christian Sweeney, who's with the United Auto Workers, said we gave too much time to Republican lawmakers who warned that if that bill passed, unions would bully more people into joining up. Mr. Sweeney writes, as a worker who helped to organize his own workplace, I've seen firsthand the effect of illegal and legal employer efforts to stop workers from organizing. And the problem, he adds, is well documented.
His comments led us to a government report that says that in one recent year, 2005, employers had to give more than 31,000 workers back pay as compensation for unfair labor practices.
Next, we have a thank you. In a week where negligent medical treatment in the military dominated the news, we aired a story with a different tone.
My heart fills with loving kindness. May all beings in this vicinity be happy.
It was about veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and how they're being helped by yoga. Here's what one listener had to say.
This is Eleanor Harris from Minneapolis. The juxtaposition of the voice of the yoga instructor and the gruff voices of the vets introducing themselves represented a continuum of efforts to serve and to heal.
My name is Joe Howard. I was in World War II in the Seabees.
Dan Dwyer, I'm a master sergeant in the United States Army, returned from Iraq about a year ago.
Hearing these men imagining their hearts filled with kindness gave me hope for healing in a world damaged by war.
And if you'd like to respond to any of our stories, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.